Okay, today's date is April 18th. It's around 10:27 hours. Present in the room is myself, Detective David Gregory, Detective Tim Gormley, and Lieutenant Joseph Milik. Lieutenant, your badge number is L15, and your car number is 5300, correct?
That's correct.
You work in District 5. You work 2000 to 04 hours, correct?
Correct.
And today, you believe you're operating equipment 10318.
That's correct.
Your role in this, I guess, was to transport P.O. Brian Neller from the crime scene down to CIS, is that correct?
Correct.
During the time that you were with Brian Neller, did he make any statements or did you make any observations of how he was doing?
He appeared a bit shaken. He made a statement that he thought he was in shock, just not physically ill, but just a little shaken. And he had made a statement that his ears were ringing, led me to believe that he was close proximity to where the firearm was discharged.
Okay, and you were, other than Sergeant Mitchell, were the first supervisor on scene, correct?
Correct.
Can you kind of tell me what you did when you arrived?
I arrived on scene. The guys had already started the ball rolling with regards to protecting the crime scene and asking for additional resources. I approached the first officer that I came in contact with, so it's P.O. Anthony Dawson. He was in the middle of Chase Avenue, probably closest to Florida. And I spoke with him, trying to ascertain what had happened, and he had told me that he had just arrived at the scene. He couldn't provide much information. Next person I went to was Sergeant Mitchell. He was at the scene. I spoke with him. I asked him for a quick summary of the events that had occurred so that I could take the proper actions to secure the crime scene, get treatment for the injured party, and secure any witnesses, set a perimeter and all of that. Sergeant Mitchell explained to me that I knew that they were on a felonious assault cutting run, and I had known that they had stopped the suspect. He had explained to me that the suspect that they had stopped and pulled out a knife, a large knife, and he had believed that the individual was indicating that he was going to harm a fellow officer, and I believe that officer was Officer Neller. And he told me that he had discharged his firearm, fired two shots, and the subject that he had struck, and he had said that the shots took effect, was lying prone on his back, directly where we were standing. That information, asked if anyone else was there, if anyone else was injured. He said yes, that there was a female that was present. I asked where that female was, and she was in Officer Neller's back seat. So I told the officers to remove her from Officer Neller's back seat. She was right there in the middle of the crime scene, right next to where the body was located. I got a neutral party officer, Officer Neal. I told Officer Neal to take custody of the witness until we had figured out whether she was a witness, suspect, whatnot. Put her in the back of his car, make sure that it was being recorded. And then went about the tasks of separating the officers, protecting the crime scene, making sure the inner perimeter was established, the outer perimeter was established, and the media staging area. We were able to do all of that, and that was largely the extent. That's about it.
When you got there, like I said, you first met Officer Dawson and Sergeant Mitchell. Do you remember the other officers who were there?
Yes. Officer Neller was present. Officer Stivali was present. I believe Officer Stivali had pointed out a shell casing on the sidewalk near the victim's body. Officer Stavali had taken a piece of white notebook paper from his pocket notebook, placed it next to the shell casing so that it could be identified and nobody would disturb the crime scene. Officer Larry Johnson was there. Officer Johnson had asked me if I could get a canine to respond for an article search. I did so. Canine was alerted, responded to the area, but in the area where Officer Johnson was, he had located, I believe, a weapon. I did not see the weapon, but
he told me
I found it. So,
so the canine did not do a search. Ended up not doing a search,
correct.
Or did?
Did not.
So as far as you know, when you talked to Sergeant Mitchell, it was only Sergeant Mitchell was there, and then Brian Neller was there?
Correct.
And those were the only two that were on the scene there? During the shooting?
Those two, and I was unable to find out what role, if any, the other three people had played or how close they were. I just got the information and made sure that everyone was all right.
And then the female?
Then the female.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Did he indicate anything as far as where he was positioned, distance, or anything like that at all to you? He just said
he had a knife.
Okay.
Details.
All right. All right.
Okay. I don't have any further questions.
All right. Okay.
So end it.